AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. One dead, three wounded at a university in Flagstaff, Arizona, though we don't yet know why a gunman opened fire at Northern Arizona University early this morning. The school says a suspect is in custody. 21-year-old senior Maria Gonzalez was studying in her dorm when she heard the gunfire. She says it's long past time for a national discussion on gun violence.
After what has happened today, the issue of shootings happening on school campuses, not only on universities, but in elementary schools and in high schools, will become, I think, a more important issue in our nation.
In fact, President Obama is preparing to meet with the families of victims of another school shooting, the one in Roseburg, Oregon. Our Sagar Magani reports.
After nine people were shot dead at Umpqua Community College, the president said the gun violence discussion had become routine.
We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson.
Add Roseburg, Newtown, the president's destination Aurora, today. It's not an entirely welcome visit, with many in the community pro-gun and wanting to avoid a political storm.
Those individuals have nothing to fear.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president simply wants to spend time with the family and will not hold any public events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now that the U.S. program to train rebels in Syria has failed, Washington will make changes, says Defense Secretary Ash Carter. We are hearing that the focus will now be on embedding recruits with more capable Kurdish and Arab units rather than sending them directly into frontline combat. A Tunisian coalition of workers, employers, and human rights activists has won the Nobel Peace Prize for putting Tunisia on the path toward democracy. This is AP Radio News. James Bond has had it. Really? Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Looks like Daniel Craig wants to break his bond with
Bond. James Bond.
And he isn't being subtle about it either. Craig says he would rather slit his wrist than do another Bond movie. In an interview with Time Out magazine, Craig is asked if he could envision himself doing another Bond film. He said he'd rather slash his wrist with a shard of glass, saying he is over the role now and is ready to move on.
I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
That won't happen right away. Craig stars in the upcoming Bond movie Spectre, but he says if he does another, it would be only for the money. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Police say a drone illegally landed or may have crashed at a park near the White House, and two people have been ticketed. U.S. Park Police say there's no indication the two had any nefarious intent. Washington is a no-drone zone under rules adopted after 9/11. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.